Who counts as a scientist? Everyone has heard of great scientists, such as Galileo, Newton, Darwin, and Einstein. But besides such towering figures, there are lots of others who obviously count as scientists. Many thousands of people presently consider themselves part of the scientific community in some way. Some of them, though hardly belonging to the same class as Einstein, have made important contributions to scientific theory. But many of them have not. If by important we mean generally acknowledged as significant by scientists in the relevant discipline. It has been claimed that more than 90% of all the scientists who have ever lived are alive today. Whatever the exact definition of scientist, this assertion points up something special about our age. Many more people are employed in some aspect of science than ever before. If we were to include all those whose occupations make use of scientific research in some way, computer technologists, engineers, physicians, and laboratory workers, for example, then the total could be as high as several million scientists in the United States alone. But even though engineers and physicians have to study science as part of their training, use science in their work, and may make contributions to science, they do not commonly call themselves scientists. Likewise, the National Science Foundation in the United States classifies only a small percentage of physicians and engineers as scientists. Laboratory technicians, who may or may not be required to understand the theories behind the research to which they are contributing, are not so much players in the game of science as they are assistants on the sidelines. Science teachers, who may have much scientific knowledge, but are not themselves trying to add to it, are also not usually considered scientists. Thus, we must remember the distinction between the millions of people whose work is connected with science in some way and those who are scientists, doing research that attempts to extend scientific knowledge and understanding. having and using a store of scientifically obtained knowledge, however accurate and useful it may be, is not sufficient to make one a scientist. The very concept of the scientist has evolved over time and may still be changing. Despite the blurring of the concept today, with the industrialization of science and the closer association between science and technology, we can usually single out clear cases of research work that have contributed directly to new knowledge.